Hello, good evening. This is Gijs Minderhout calling in to this conference call, simulcast with this radio show from Magalia, California. It is today, November the 23rd, 2016, the day before Thanksgiving. And I saw just somebody else coming on board over here. I welcome you. Please say your name and location.
John from Las Vegas.
Good evening to you, John.
Hello, Gijs.
Welcome to the call. All right. So it might be a low crowd tonight since we have Thanksgiving tomorrow. Let's see, we're only 3 minutes away, so I want to keep the lines open and not play music right now. And see what will happen. So tonight is the call where you can submit questions per email, and those will be taken care of by Wynn and Terry. Good evening, welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Gail from New Jersey.
Welcome back, Gail. Good evening to you and welcome.
Oh, hi. Hi, it's nice to hear your voice again.
Good to hear you as well. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
All right. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Dharmananda here in Boulder Creek, California.
Hello, Dharmananda. Welcome. Good evening.
Good evening. How are you doing?
Thanks. Doing well. How are you?
Good.
All right.
Pretty quiet.
It is quiet, yes. We have a few people here. But it's...
Hello, everybody.
Silent response.
No,
let's even have the email out.
Huh.
I don't see it yet on my end.
Oh. I just bought a $10 trillion Zimbabwe dollar. $10 trillion.
What about it?
I wonder what it's worth now. Going to be worse, you know. I think.
Do you have it in your possession?
Yes.
The 100 trillion is worth about $25 or so. Last time I checked.
10 trillion.
You can look on eBay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There aren't that many around because the Zimbabwe government decided to pay people for any those 100 trillion dollar notes that they had. They offered like $5 each or something like that, so they went fast. So there's not that many around anymore. So if you have any of them, just hang on to them.
Yeah, I heard they're going to be worth like 33 cents on a dollar or something like that.
Well, they were worth zero, and they eventually shot up now to like $25 because there's not that many around.
Trillion?
Yeah, the 100 trillion, 100 trillion, 100 trillion dollar notes.
Oh,
crazy. We have somebody else join in over here. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
This is Don in Northern Ohio. Are you ready?
Yeah, hi, Don. Welcome to the call.
Thanks. Sounds like I missed something interesting about money.
Yeah. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hey, it's Chris in Memphis.
Hey, Chris. Welcome to the call.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Another beautiful day, my friend.
Yeah.
Good evening to the next caller. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location. If you want to. We welcome you.
I'm currently reading another book by author Les Leopold. It's called Runaway Inequality. It's about how I got screwed by the Wall Street.
Is it good stuff? Interesting.
Yeah, very good book. I read the third one I've read by him. Very
All right.
Understandable.
Mm-hmm. I just noticed
I was told that these notes would go down to 10 million and then they would be worth 33 cents for 10 million apiece. So that's like 3.3 million. Hopefully.
but it's almost more worth in weight of old paper, maybe, or not.
Do you have any $100 trillion notes? I'll buy some of those from you.
No, I don't.
Sell you one for $100 trillion.
They're actually going for about $25 each now, like I said.
Hello?
Hello, Wynn. I heard you.
I win.
But now you're gone.
I'm here. I just wanted to tell you I am so glad you're here. You're here tonight.
Good.
Now, where is everybody?
Thinking about God.
It only takes a turkey to make people forget about God.
I'm not having turkey.
Good evening, my dear.
Hello.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
Welcome, Terry.
Hi.
Thank you so much for being here.
Hi, Terry.
Thank you. Hi.
Is Jim on the line?
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Miss Lena.
Hi.
This is Lena.
Yep. Hi.
Welcome to the call. More people join in. Welcome to you all. If you want to, please say your name and location.
Hey, Rick. Hi, with Jenny.
Hello, Rick. Good evening to you.
Hi.
Hi, it's Jeannie in Citrus Heights, California.
Hi, Jeannie. Welcome to the call.
Thank you, hi.
All right. Good evening to the next call. Thank you for being here. Please say your name and location.
Helen, Virginia.
Hello. Good evening, Helen. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Hello, Helen. Hello, Helen.
Hello.
Earth to Helen.
No, that's not everyone.
BBS hasn't come on yet.
No.
Where's BBS? They're not here yet.
Oh, yes, we are live. We are live on BBS Radio. The entire world can hear us, and I welcome all those folks that are here in through BBS. Thank you for being here.
Oh, good.
You know, this Monday's call was an extraordinary call.
That was awesome, and, really.
Yeah, and
I got the dings.
Who was that?
Hey, this is Bonnie in Corona.
Bonnie.
Hi.
Yeah, Terry, you did a nice job on Monday. That was you just kept on bringing forth very interesting information.
Oh, listen, it wasn't Terry. It was part me, because I asked such good questions. Don't be going and giving Terry too much credit, because then she walks around and her, you know, I can barely talk to her.
Wayne, I love you too.
Having a David Wilcock moment.
No, it's not a David Wilcock moment. David wouldn't do it publicly.
You want recognition.
That's right.
Hungry for recognition.
I mean, I don't know if it was Monday. It might have been Monday. They said, you know, I asked them, if you guys didn't listen to that call, be sure and listen to it in the archives, the Spirit Channel, okay? But, you know, I said, you know, okay, we got the Ra group and the Elohim group collaborating. And, you know, we told a story about it. And then they said, If I didn't, I mean, really, it's actually pretty funny the way these things occur, because one time, Terry can correct me here, but we were talking to the Elohim, and the Elohim were saying something, and then the Ra group butted it in, okay? Is that right, Terry? The Ra group put it in, or was it vice versa?
It happened both ways.
Yeah.
We were talking to the Ra group, and you were asking what they thought of the Elohim, and they started saying something, and then the Elohim group said, but, well, you still have a remnant of your life in the third density that are fixing you in position and that are like clouding your awareness. and then the rock went, oh, we have to think about this. They went back and forth.
And then after that, that's when they said, well, they're going to work together with our group, okay?
Yeah, they got together on their own. If
you recall, what they said was, well, it was partially because Wynn asked such good questions. See that?
I did say that.
Now, I can be puffed up, right?
And Terry's intentions.
Say that again?
I said, and Terry's intentions.
Oh, yeah. To tell you the truth, I don't need any credit. God.
Well, you both do. We all do.
No, I don't need credit. You know,
Terry needs credit,
and more than me.
Yeah.
You know what? It's like credit makes you keep doing what you already did and thinking it's enough. And
for me,
it does that.
Oh,
right?
For you, okay.
Yeah.
Encouragement.
Yeah.
More.
Right. Well, we have. Let me see. Is Jim here? Jim Breyhut. Wait. Jim, are you here? I guess not. We were going to have something really special, and I didn't want to start. Let me give another minute and see if Jim shows up. Where is Jim Breyhut in New Jersey? You know, Jim has a niece. Do you guys remember who Philomena is?
Yeah.
Right.
She was the 7-year-old girl that was in the hospital that was the people.
Brain cancer.
Had brain cancer, and the doctors were saying we may have to pull the plug on her, right? And Jim called us right at the moment that was going on, and Terry wouldn't stop praying for this girl and was looking at it.
I watched her all night. I watched her brain all night, and
yeah,
I could see what was going on, and I wasn't sure what to do about it. He called in the morning, and he did say that's what's going on, what I was seeing. And he said, they're talking about pulling the plug. And so,
Jim, are you here yet? Hello, Jim. Well, in any case, Philomena started to have this miraculous recovery, or started to show signs of some recovery. And so Terry was keeping it up, and they started out doing a cheer-up committee. You know what a cheer-up committee is?
No.
Well, that's what I did when my sister was having, you know, came out of the hospital, and she was in a rehabilitation home. And I started calling her up and telling her jokes every day. And she had to repeat them to the nurses, and she got, like, extremely happy, okay? And joyous, more so than ever in her whole life, because the nurses were coming around saying, what's the joke for today? What's the joke? And the Elohim then said, if it wasn't for me doing the cheer-up committee, they couldn't have healed her, okay? So, you know, we've actually started out on the whole planet healing by telling jokes. And everybody in the group has to tell it, not everybody. We're not going to turn it into Comedy Central, but maybe three jokes for the evening to get everybody laughing before we go into the planetary meditation. And so Jim Brayhut called me about an hour ago, just before the call, and Philomena's mother was over his house. Nina, are you here? And then we're going to come into the call. And I actually spoke to Philomena for the first time. And I told her, Philomena, I want you to tell a joke to our group. Okay, we got a radio show. And she was so sweet. And she said she would do it, you know? And you know, she's home. She's not completely out of the woods. And her mother was going to ask a question for tonight. And I ended up talking to the mother because Jim was afraid to have me talk to people because they're all, you know, regular Catholics. And after Philomena started improving, she started a phenomenon, and half of Philadelphia, she was on the news. Everybody's asking for prayers. All these Philadelphia athletes started asking for prayers, right? And they had a block party for her in her neighborhood, and so she became a phenomenon. She is a phenomenon. So it's really special to have her come on the call. And maybe she'll be a regular on our whole planet's healing and help with the jokes, okay? So.
That's pretty late for her, isn't it? She's in Philadelphia.
It's like, it's only 9 o'clock, 9:15, right?
That's really special.
Yeah, so, let me see here. We got
hey,
more questions. Jim,
hey,
how come you're late? This is like a big deal.
I'm doing the best I can, my friend. I got a question in.
I saw your question, Marian. Okay, I'm just talking about you. Is Nina listening?
She just heard the tail end of you talking about the athletes and the block party and the phenomena and... And she actually is in the process of getting the kids to bed, so it's nice
well,
to hear a piece.
We wanted Philomena to tell a joke.
Phil, you want to tell a joke? You can figure out what it's going to be yet?
This conference is being recorded.
Okay, this is November 23rd, our question and answer call. Just give her the phone, Jim.
Here, Phil.
Yes. Philomena?
Yes?
Listen, you're on the radio right now.
Yes?
Well, listen, and people can say hello back to you. Say hello, everybody.
Hi, Philomena.
Hi, Philomena. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Now, what would you like to tell us that's special?
You want to hear a joke?
Yeah, we want a joke. We've been waiting for a joke.
What do you call cheese that's not yours?
wait a second.
A cheese that's not yours.
What do you call a cheese that's not yours?
Nacho cheese.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Do that, Chris.
Aw.
Anyone want to tell a Filomeno joke?
I don't know if I have.
Well, thank
Come
you.
On, you guys. Is that Mina?
I just want to tell Filomeno we love you.
Okay. Oh.
And that's not a...
Hi,
I'm glad
you're
feeling better.
Filomena?
Yes?
Now, what's the best thing that happened to you today?
I got to go to school.
You went to school?
All right.
I got to go to school today.
All right. And what's
the
second
first
best?
Time?
Wait, what?
Was this the first time since you've been sick that you went
yeah.
to school? Oh, great.
Did the kids all cheer you? Give you a cheer?
Yeah.
They did. What did they do?
They all yelled my name.
Wait a second. What? I don't understand.
Wait, what?
They yelled her name.
Thank you. I'm glad everyone. We got a bunch of translators here. They had to go to school to learn how to understand what little kids are saying.
They're all teachers.
they got diplomas. So, Filomena?
Yes.
If it's okay with you, I'm going to have everybody send you some love. Is that okay?
Yeah.
I want you to, feel your body, feel yourself. And when everybody sends love to you, see
okay.
what you feel. Here we go. All right, guys. We're sending love to Filomena. 1, 2, 3. You don't have to say anything. Just focus on Filomena.
Yeah.
You feel it?
Mm-hmm.
I thought you would. Okay. And is your mom next to you?
What?
Is your mother next to you?
What?
Where's your
is
mother?
Is your mom there?
Filomena, yes. you have to go to school to learn how to understand adults. I said, is your mother next to you?
Hey, Wynn.
Jim?
Yeah, she passed the phone on.
Who did? Filomena?
Phil did, yeah.
Is Mina there?
She's in the house.
Yes. Oh, but she's not listening, right?
No, I called in on just my cell phone, and we're
okay.
Phil's got to get ready for bed. It's late here.
Filomena, are you tired?
No, she's off.
Oh, she's off. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
She had
a big day today. Going back to school for the first time.
Yeah, it was her first day back at school for a half day today. So yeah, she's very excited about it, as you can tell.
Yeah.
Milestone.
All right.
It was certainly a big day. She's very excited.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate all of your warm thoughts and prayers.
Thank you.
We're just being silly.
Okay. she just had a smile ear to ear though talking to you, so it was nice.
Filomena did.
She
really picks up the energy. You know that.
I think so.
Oh yeah, she does. I can feel her. You know, I hope you'll bring her back as a regular, so she helps tune up the whole line.
Yeah, she's a very big person in a little body. How's that sound?
Yeah, I got it. Okay. So now, let's see. We got. So, Rita's going to listen to the answer to the question later, right?
Yes, we're putting the kids to bed. It's tough here with a bunch of kids at 9:30.
Yeah.
All right. Is this late for that?
I'd like to get her to listen, but I'm going to keep the phone with me, and if I can time it, I'll have her listen in. If not, we'll catch it on the archive. But we will certainly be listening one way or the other.
Yeah, let her listen to Philomena on the line.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Absolutely.
Hmm.
And certainly thank you for your interest in her.
Well, she's one of us.
Yes, she is.
How can we help but be interested, huh? Okay.
Thank you for being here, Jim.
It's great to be here.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
Okay, here we go. I'm just pasting in a question that somebody had sent. It's not in my list. And Terry, you're not ready, so we can start, correct?
Right.
And your phone's charged, and your headset is charged, right?
Well, I'm just plugging in my headset right now. Phone's charged. Okay.
All right. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here. Any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one. And that's Terry breathing, to join with us. And we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. And anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes. We greet you in the light of the one infinite creator. We feel the brightness of Philomena and of Jim and Nina. And we thank each and every person for being here. Your vote counts. Sometimes it seems like your vote might not count, but your vote counts immensely. If we ever say anything that does not resonate with you, then disregard it. We are here to assist you. We don't come through the telephone line. We come directly to you, to each and every person. When you pray, you have a light that you put out, and that light carries the information of your prayer, what it is that you are intending. And when it is for the highest good, we do what we can to assist. We are not God. We are God.
God's helpers.
Do you have
questions?
Yes, we do. First question here is from Don Herman. And we got a really lot of great feedback from the call we did on Monday and the discussion on the Christ consciousness. And Don Herman asked the question, last Monday you mentioned that the Christ consciousness consists at least in part of a combination of frequencies. Could you give more information on this? And would knowing the specific frequencies and being exposed to them be beneficial? Thank you, Don Herman. And, you know, let me ask, maybe I'm going to ask a question before you answer Don's question. And when you referred to a combination of frequencies, Were they frequencies that are in the way we normally think of frequencies, like cycles per second, like 5,000 cycles, 20,000 cycles per second, or radio frequencies, or frequencies that are a specific combination that perhaps are frequencies of sacred geometric things, so that they can pass through the dimensions? And can you answer that question first?
Give us a moment. The frequencies are a combination of frequencies moving together, just as a human being is putting out a combination of frequencies. And each person has a certain frequency or set of frequencies that can be access, can be given to send love to the person, to send healing to the person, to send help to the person.
Well, when you say frequencies, do you mean cycles per second? Okay? Like 5,000 cycles per second, like 20,000 cycles per second, or 5 million cycles per second.
It is not that succinct. It is a combination of frequencies. It is almost a consciousness, a God consciousness, that is able to, instead of sending out a beam of so many cycles per second, it is a consciousness that moves with the person, that comes to the person, that is able to assist the person. And it is a moving set of frequencies. It is not so many cycles per second, like a fixed beam. Each person is in the now and is creating in the now and needs certain frequencies of love, of vibrations of love, which are a combination of different frequencies that can be sent out depending upon what the person is putting out, where the person is at, some set of frequencies that can combine as a consciousness and connect with the person and be available to the person that has information on it. It is not merely some beam of so many cycles per second.
So when you use the word frequency, it's more liberal than the 3D explanation for what frequency
right.
is. you know.
It is not just from tone, like, boo. It is not just
right,
like
right.
that.
Yeah. Okay. And so Dad's question is, it's like, you know, is it possible to recreate these frequencies and being exposed to them be beneficial? I mean, obviously, he's thinking in terms of it being more like a traditional idea of a frequency, and that if we could have the frequency, it would work. But one of the things...
So it is like living in the... It is like the living now, which is always created, is always changing. Each person has their own... openness level, and each person can be contacted. If you try to talk to an angry person with a sweet voice, and it may not work, but if you speak to an angry person for the second that anger is flaring up with an angry voice back, it tends to get through more than if you quietly send hello. It may not be heard if you do not match the tone of the person who is speaking.
Mm-hmm. In electronics, there's something called resonant frequencies. And in order to receive a frequency, you need to create something that matches the frequency you're receiving. So, for example...
It will resonate.
Yeah, like a radio receiver has a dial that changes the frequencies of that the radio can receive. So when it hits the right frequency, it picks up the radio station.
Exactly.
Or if you have, say, a coil that is generating a frequency, you can bring another coil near it, and it will duplicate the frequency and start putting that frequency out on its wires. So there's something like this, where there's frequencies that are always being put out, okay? It's just in the ethers. And a person has to tune their own receiver into the frequency so that it can get to them.
That is correct. That is correct. If you come in at a different frequency, the person may miss the communication because it does not resonate.
Yeah. So that's why you need... that's why when we come together as a group, it's easier. I'm just speculating here. It can be easier to pick up frequency.
Mm-hmm.
We become more broadband, right?
Yes, that is one of the reasons why we come together with the Ra group and the aspect of the Elohim group, because we have a broader spectrum.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Next question. Oh, just so Don's question is, is it possible to scientifically duplicate those frequencies?
They could be duplicated. They would be ever-changing.
Mm-hmm.
it would be different for different situations, even with the same person.
I see. Okay. So essentially, it's not, doesn't sound like it would be that practical, right?
No, there could be music developed that would tend to help resonate individuals to help them to resonate, changing music. Would be helpful.
Okay. And this is from Aaron in Columbus, Ohio. And I want to know if Terry is there to help me feel into my life purpose. Also, I want to know the best way to decide on something when it's a big life decision between two cities and states.
We would say that if you still have questions concerning cities and states and life changes, that you do not have enough information, that it would be good to start finding out about the cities, different cities that you're thinking of, and to get the feel of it before you even go there, to get the feel of it. Before you make the leap to study the other city and or the cities. And what is the consciousness of the city? Is it conservative? Is it liberal? Is it the overall consciousness of the city? Is it something that you would enjoy being around? When you are in a location, you access all of the subtle energies in that area. And then you use them as guidance. Some people, when they move from one area to another, they feel the difference and they miss the first area. They don't even know why they miss it. But it has been an anchoring for them, something they can rely on, even if it's as simple as which way is north, which way is south, which way does the wind come from normally. These are all things that a person gets used to, but they don't think about ordinarily. But when they leave one city or move to another, it can be very pronounced, the response. What is the pollution level like in the two cities? What is the air quality? What jobs are available in the two cities? What talents and skills do you have that then would fit into the community? And then there are communities within communities, so that one localized community within a city may be very different than another. These are all things to check out so that you can get a better idea. What is the storm levels like? What is the growing season? Give yourself plenty of time to see what it would be like to live in a certain place.
One thing I've noticed, or one thing I do, is if I'm going to go to a city, even to visit, I always look it up on Google. And
yes.
I look up restaurants. I look up, you know, all kinds of things. Some cities have webcams. A lot of them do now. And you can look up, say, Akron, Ohio, webcam. And you can watch the people walking and see what you feel just watching them. And I get lots and lots of clues as to a city, according to who, you know, doing this kind of research and feelings. So,
what is the water like? What are the, we think of one city, of Burbank, that for a time the pollution was wiping out their filter system, so they simply stopped filtering their water. So what are the details of the city? What is the health of the city?
Mm-hmm. Okay, next question. This is from Sarah in Evanston, Illinois. Why are some people narcissistic? Why is their ego so inflated? Can they ever change? Thank you.
Within the life of an individual, they are presented with opportunities, and they're able to build their narcissistic tower, if that is what they are into. And life itself prepares a fall. When someone is not doing and living their life in connection with the optimum laws of life for the healthiest life possible, their life is then impacted by their infringement. Although they might not know it, they may build a narcissistic tower where they think they are better or that they ride over others. But the universe remembers, and at some point, they are not in harmony with life cycle, and they will fall. They may get the lesson if they fall, or they may not get the lesson. Some people may simply realize that they can't get the right answers unless they take all people, all the situations into account. And they may learn and grow, and then they would be able to let go of their ego gradually. It is very aggravating, however, sometimes with people when they do not consider other people and ride roughshod over them.
Thank you. This is from Jim and family which I assume means his a sister-in-law, and Philomena's mother. Regarding my niece Philomena, in the past, our sources have connected with her and provided insight into her condition. Since the time of her diagnosis, many suggestions have come forward as to what may be done to help her to continue to improve and heal. It's difficult to identify the best path forward. The request is for our sources to provide further insight into what her parents and others could do to help her at this time. Equal interest is what should be avoided.
Thank you. One of the things that we see that everyone that comes in contact with you, Philomena, can do is to give you information if ahead of time about any changes that will be made so that you are able to accurately evaluate what the change is. Sometimes when a change is not announced or is simply brought about, then it leaves the child wondering about why the changes. It can be even a simple change, like going over to stay with Jimmy and your aunt for a short time to give a heads up before so that Philomena would know and be able to plan and to know what was happening. When one knows what changes are going to be made beforehand, and also important why, then that would be very helpful to in the everyday changes to be able to look forward to that. For instance, in the reestablishment of going to school, will she be able to resume soccer? And if so, what would have to happen before soccer? Whatever, Philomena, this is one thing, Philomena, you can do too, is ask questions. When something comes up that you want to know more about or you're contemplating, thinking about, ask questions and see that you can get all the information possible about any simple things that are going to be different, like even going over to Jimmy's house, to let her know beforehand so she can prepare herself for that. That is one of the things we think, and we are with you, Philomena, and we have been by your side, and we realize that you are very aware, you're a very big, beautiful being, and we love you.
Thank you so much. Anything her mother could do to help her heal, her mother or father?
They are doing very much with their caring and their nurturing, and just keep on doing what you are doing.
Okay, thank you. And next is, I'm not going to get all the questions in tonight. Dave Farringer, ask yours again. Okay? Deb Ryan, ask yours again. Okay. Quick question. Is Edgar Casey predicted there's going to be a pole shift? And then we understand that there's a magnetic pole shift that's already happened. Some people think that's the pole shift. Do we have a potential for a pole shift in our future?
There are different types of pole shifts. There is a crustal shift. We see some of the signs at this time where large amounts of land are shifting. That is starting with deep earthquakes and then moving up to shallow earthquakes. There's a magnetic pole shift that the North Pole is changing. It travels, it changes its location a little bit every year. There are changes in the runways having to be made at airports because of subtle shifts that are going on in the ground and in the Earth crust. We do not wish to put a fixed outcome upon all of this as things are changing moment by moment, and your prayers and your consciousness can affect these changes. When you look over the long distance into the future, you can let go of things like the shift of the earth. You yourself as a being have a pattern, a growth pattern, something that you are working at, learning. And as you move on your path, you can learn more and become more enlightened. This is more important than the momentary fluctuations in the Earth's field. So keep centered, keep the Christ consciousness. And this can be a guide for you rather than to move into the difficulties of the day. If you keep an overall sense of the Christ consciousness, then you will be fine.
Thank you. And I think that is our last question for tonight that we have time for. We're going into whole planet healing, and probably most of you are already regulars. But if you're not, we're getting great, great response from people who are finding themselves being more balanced, holding the light, sleeping better, and helping us to make relevant changes on the planet, shifts through our own intentions and energies with the support of our sources. So we're going to be moving over there in just a moment. And the phone number, do you have the phone number?
Yeah, hold on. 712-770-340. This code 250513 pound.
You know, it sounded like you were a digit short on the phone number. Could you say the phone number again?
712-770-4340.
Okay.
Access code 250513 pound. I'm going to hang up.
Okay. We will see you there in just a short moment. It's 7:58. This is not going to be broadcast. We're shutting down our BBS broadcast. And this is just going to be on a conference line for just now. So we will see you momentarily. I'm just going to hang everybody up.